Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Access Astrology. We are three astrologers who are fascinated by how astrology unfolds in our daily lives, in the politics around us, and boy have they been doing that, and in our metaphysics and in our spiritual search. This is Heather Rowan Robbins. I'm speaking to you tonight from Ronan, Montana, where, thanks to COVID, I've been for a whole year. Almost. And I hear Anna Ortley joining me now.
Yep, I'm here at the Bright Red Desk in Manhattan, where I've been all year, too, but not like, not in the woods. Yeah, in the Isle of Manhattan.
Yes, and in the Isle of Manhattan, which has a lot going on in it. And Mark Woltz might be joining us later. So it's tonight, the moon is in Aries. It has just finished conjunct Chiron. We have Mars about to conjunct Uranus just in time for the inauguration this week. And then Mars moves into a square with Jupiter. Jupiter is close to that square. It is square Uranus tonight, so there is lots of change. I see Mark on the line too.
Yeah,
and hello, Mark Woltz.
Hello.
Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Yes.
Good.
Yes, I can. How are you?
Good, good. You're talking about Jupiter square.
Yeah.
Yes, Jupiter square Uranus, and just at the full of exciting change coming up this week. Everything feels unsettled, and the tendency is with this aspect to try to make it even more exciting than it is. And so I'm watching the news. You know, it's the stories are wild enough, and the news is cranking up the volume even higher and the tension even more than it has to. So let's kind of, everybody takes a chill pill. We'll make it through this. You know, that Mars-Uranus square is in an Earth sign, and it is in a fixed sign, and it's square, that pileup of planets in fixed signs. We're thinking things through carefully. There is a quieter energy of that's going to be enduring change that's cooking underneath this high, volatile, lots of Mars, you know, quite literally Jupiter square Mars. We have military all over downtown D.C., and they're trying to get the FBI is on the background checks for all the National Guard, which is over 20,000 people there. So that's they're running around like crazy, but they're reorganizing their sense of what is Mars, what is the right, what is the positive image of the warrior nature that can help our country move forward. So it's really interesting aspects. And what are you seeing this week?
Well, I think the important thing is to remember that, you know, with all this intense energy, you know, obviously the caveats about crowds and stuff like that, you know, be conscious of them, be aware of them. But it also is very destabilizing for some folks. So I've had a few people kind of have break down, break apart, break a fall. And so that also can be like avoiding fights to the best of your ability, like even if you're really right, just kind of backing away and saying, I'm going to, because I'm not a trained fighter, you know, like if you know how to fight, fine, but it is the kind of time where things can go awry quickly. And of course, Uranus has a propensity for accidents. And of course, it's it's an explosive energy, so stuff can shift quickly. So it's kind of just being, you know, our job as astrologers, we look at the heavens, we go, wow, a lot of volatility up there. You know, how are we going to use it? How do we want to work with it? Mm-hmm. What does it look like? You know, and you know, the other part of it is we kind of go, okay, this is a big deal. And, you know, having gone through year 2K, you know, because every computer programmer was built, used to be storage was expensive. You would get rid of the 19, right? You would just subtract 80 from 60 and you'd get 20. But once we were going to 2000, that was going to screw up all the interest rates, all the formulas, so all the computer programs had to be redone. And, you know, we were working for years getting ready for it. You know, there was hearing they were saying, well, they started planning the inauguration a year ago. Okay, you know, I mean, we don't realize how much goes into this stuff, you know, when we show up for it. But this is that kind of thing. And we all kind of sat there on New Year's Eve going, when the clock shifted and the calendar changed and it was 2000 instead of 19, and stuff ran. And then everybody went, well, that was a big buildup. Nothing happened. But you don't know what happened behind
because
the scenes
everybody
leading
did
up
the work.
To it. Huh?
Right.
Pardon?
Right. Because it.
Because
we paid
attention.
Did
we worked. Yeah, we did the work. So that's the important part of this. Mars and Taurus says do the work, calm it down, focus, on, pay attention. And then, you know, because it is Uranus, it can be lone wolves, you know, lone people that just kind of go off. But our job is to pay attention and be really conscious about how it shows up. But having worked my butt off for a couple of years, everybody's like, it was a hoax. I'm like, no, it wasn't. You have no idea what we did behind the scenes. And everybody, every company, you know.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, yeah. So it's understanding, you know, when you see these things and other people are going, yeah, you want to kind of go, well, are people working really hard to make sure nothing happens? And that's actually a success.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's what I'm seeing. And where I was working at the 10,000 Waves back then as the personnel manager as my side gig, they went why 1K compatible, and they took all the reservations off the computer, went back to paper and pencil for a few years. And I said, why 1K compatible? No one can screw it up. It's a lot easier to work with, and we can focus on people, and we did. So, yes, that I think it's going to be that kind of energy that there's so much going on behind the scenes right now in reorganizing and seeing what they can do to fix the problems. Now, you said Mercury has already gone into its shadow. It's going to go retrograde on the 30th of January and for 3 weeks. And as it starts into the shadow, you know, it's kind of tricky for to do an inauguration as Mercury heads into retrograde. But we know that it won't be retrograde as he takes his vows, and that the first few months is going to have to be all about fixing the past and reorganizing what's already in place. So it'll be direct by the time he's got some room to kind of work on the future rather than, you know, fix what's been broken.
Right, right.
So that'll be a powerful piece, I think, moving forward. And I feel like there's such a green light that's coming after that Mars-Uranus conjunction. They're really ready to leap forward. We're not done with the tricky aspects, but what a shift. Mark, what are you seeing this week?
You're
breaking up a little, Mark.
You can have the feeling that you're right about something and you're in opposition to somebody. But instead of enforcing it right away and throwing your view right in people's faces, wait, because you'll be just as right 2 weeks from now as now.
Mm-hmm.
So, and 2 weeks from
good
now,
point.
You'll be more ready to see it.
Right.
So
they might be
yourself.
More receptive.
Yeah.
Which would be lovely. And so we had a question this week, which is, you know, and now for something completely different. And it's kind of, you know, when in doubt, look at animal photos, right? And so the question was, we would talk about pets and astrological transit. She says she's having a lot of stray kitties coming into her life right now and was wondering what planet or transit should I look at for that? What's my role to them? I'm currently feeding them, but I'd like to catch, spay, and neuter and release them. Is there something in astrology about the difference between rehabbing them and getting them adopted? And what is it about animals that are coming into your life? And she's talking small animals, not horses. But, you know, it's sixth house. So I thought that was a really interesting question because I see pets as sixth house and the moon, how we feel, because it's how we deal with our tenderness.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And what are your observations around that?
Well, she wants to catch them and cut their balls off, so that's Mars Uranus. Because Uranus rules castration. So she's leaning more towards castration. You know, she's been feeding them, but she's like, but if they can make more kittens, I'm going to keep feeding. My food bill is going to go up. So if I catch them and cut their balls off, they can't make babies. It's a good week to take their parts out or off. Mm-hmm. So I think also the Mars buildup right? So there's been a buildup. I would have her look at transits going through her sixth house, see if there's, you know, they're there, that she's got all these small animals showing up for her. Because it's usually transits to the sixth house brings in a pet, or sometimes it's transits to Mercury, because Mercury is the natural ruler of Virgo's house, the sixth house. And they're in her neighborhood, which is Mercury, and they're in her sixth house, which is Virgo. Gemini, Virgo, both, you know, she's got them hanging around the house. So I'm guessing she's having like a Jupiter transit maybe to her Mercury or something like that. Did she send us birth info?
She did not. She wanted to talk about it more theoretically than her own chart, she said.
Okay, cool. Yeah, that would be my guess, that she's got Jupiter on her Mercury, right? And Mercury is, or whoever the ruler is of her third and her sixth house, which probably is Mercury, but because there's little animals showing up, that ruler would probably be the same. So let's say she has Sag on the third and Pisces on the sixth. She's got a whole bunch of little critters arriving. That would be my guess, the astrology of it. But, yeah,
right.
critters are Mercury. Little guys are Mercury.
Mercury. Yep. And also I feel how we feel about our moon, how we feel about how we mother others and how we receive mothering. It's really interesting that as we bring up this question tonight, at the moment there are four planets and an asteroid in the sixth house for the event chart of this conversation, and the moon is conjunct Chiron in the eighth house, so it's other people's pets, and it's a loaded sixth house, which is small animals. And it's very interesting. Throughout history, we look at how the small animals, how we deal with our pets, is very related astrologically with what our work habits are, and our health, how we take care of our health on a daily basis. So that's an interesting parallel. Mark, have you noticed anything in particular about when people's charts and the transits that are going through and their relationship to pets?
Yeah, definitely the sixth house and whatever rules the sixth house and whatever's in the sixth house. And the sign on it, because it's their kind of your attitude toward pets and small animals. But another thing is the asteroid Ceres plays a role too, because Ceres is about how we feed the household. And so whatever part of your household, it needs the food, and Ceres is there to help with that. So you can always look to see, you know, maybe your Ceres is full of abundance and these little critters are showing up because you've got the food.
they know where there's a good meal coming, right?
Yeah. I don't know if any of you feed birds or such, you know. they learn who you are.
Yeah.
And
that is so true.
I'd also say it is. They know. I would also look at the Sagittarius, that the nodes, and I see that my for instance, I have North Node in Sagittarius in the fourth house. So here I am living in the middle of the woods, Sagittarius, the relationship to the natural world, and large animals. So I have bears that walk by and deer and all that. But I also am prone to large dogs. And I have now a small, medium, and large dog, and one of each. And I have lots of them in my home. And so it's, again, that's what makes me feel at home. I see this a lot in children's charts. When you look at their charts and you can see that they need something to take care of, or they're having trust issues and their health is suffering because of problems outside the home, and you say, get them a dog. Get them a dog right now, or a cat. But they need something to come home to that makes them feel wanted. And that they can, you know, they may take care of the dog, but the dog really keeps track of them and how important that relationship is.
Yeah.
And it sounds like this person.
It happens on the other end of the age spectrum, too. For children, the dogs are very helpful, but also for elderly to have a connection to a pet.
Yeah.
I agree. And again, I think that that's very healthy to be able to do that. And it really helps our health in the, because again, that sixth house, animal and small and pet and health relationship. Often, if we look to that, as we're talking about the ruler of that. And also, when you're taking care of a lot of them, it might become look also at the 11th and 12th. If it's a group of, if you want to develop a community of people that all take care of, like, you know, you're involved in rescue of animals, and your community is people who rescue animals. Look to a relationship between the ruler of the 6th and the ruler of the 11th.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I have
any
a
other comments?
Who does crap and rescue with her neighborhood
mm-hmm.
cats, and then invariably a few of them come home, and she's
mm-hmm.
got a relation. She has that relation, and she has a moon in Aquarius, so she gets them in. She kind of calms them down, kind of foster mothers, and then finds them a home with someone else. It's very informal,
mm-hmm.
you know, and they have
mm-hmm.
to have been liking her and talking to her when she's feeding them, and then
mm-hmm.
she gets them in and cleans them up and gives them a house. Yeah. And a certain amount
amazing,
of them stay in her house. Yeah. Yeah. That's important, I think. You know that they need a home. So.
Okay,
so
let's take
question.
A few
we like
callers.
Mm-hmm.
We have people on the line, and let's see. Hello, error code 858. You're on the air. How can we help you?
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I was born on 1/10/63 at 9:03 p.m. Eastern Time.
Hold on,
9:03 p.m. Royal Oak, Michigan.
Royal Oak, Michigan. And what is your question tonight?
I'm really curious about what the year is going to bring for me career-wise, professionally.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, it looks like you've been working hard lately. I see some feeling like you really needed, that this was your time, that it was important because of some difficulties in the last couple of years as Pluto came over your sun, that you really want to go for your potential, to really express your potential this year. Saturn and Jupiter are opposing your natal moon, so, and your moon is in Virgo, working really hard. So it feels like you've got a lot of call for your work.
1/10/63, you have a moon in Virgo, I have a moon in Leo. Did I do something wrong?
1/10/63. Yes, progressed
no.
moon in Virgo.
Okay, thanks. Sorry. Yep.
Right,
keep
sorry.
Going. Sorry. Sorry. No, no, it's good.
Go ahead, no.
Shadow. I thought I typed it in wrong. Yeah.
No. You're perfect. Are you in a job situation where there's been recent demands on your work?
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It looks to me like if you stay in there and do the work and really take advantage of it and ride it this year, for the next 14 months, that you're going to feel a lot better about where the work is going. And what would you say?
I appreciate that.
Well, you're also having a Pluto transit. You're having Pluto square your progressed ascendant and opposite your midheaven. So you're not quite done with all the power stuff that was going on this year. So I always encourage people when they're having this to pick up the power book by Robert Greene, The 48 Laws of Power, because it kind of lays, you don't have to do all the mean stuff, but you have to know how to fob off the stuff that's coming at you that's not right. And you've got Saturn coming, you're about to have your second Saturn return, which is in the house of work. So that always is you're going to have it actually in a month by June. But you're also having Neptune on your progressed sun right now. So two levels up are not seeing you clearly. Your immediate boss may be doing some stuff that's not particularly right. And that energy of figuring out how to get around them in a good way, you know, you don't have to be mean, but there's a lot of power struggles going on with that person and perhaps a bit of envy and jealousy that's kind of coming your way. And so you know, kind of knowing how to handle some of the more sticky office politics in terms of how things are getting laid out, and then being aware of whatever's going up two levels up, because that can be affecting you directly, because your Venus is getting hammered a little bit there.
Mm-hmm.
So the goal is, you know, you think back to when you were 29 and you were having your first Saturn return, 1991, 1992, and you did a lot of work then, and you've got a good apprenticing time here where you get to do new skills, learn new things, and it should ease up once Jupiter gets out of the house in December. But it's a year of a lot of work and understanding. You're kind of working with, you know, a little bit of a reluctance to speak up to your authority figures that are being mean to you, which is very old, and you're trying to figure out how to get out of it. And you've worked on it all of your life. And you have, but you're kind of still like, okay, how do I work with it in this new version? Because you're having Saturn coming to your progressed Venus, and Venus is on your Mercury. So this is back to age 6 years old in 8 months, 9 months, in learning how to talk, and then age 11, which is sixth grade. Sixth grade is really important for you to remember, sixth grade, seventh grade, and the dynamics you learned then that were difficult, you have to kind of figure out a new way to finesse. Mark, what do you see?
Yeah, you want to really work with being transparent. So no secrets, and don't deal with people who are being secretive or trying to draw you into a sneaky way to do something. Just watch out for that. And the other thing, it will help you to keep track of allies. Whatever situation comes up, there's somebody that's your ally. And that's somebody who's seen that you're being honest. So don't be afraid to ask for support, because they already see you, you know.
Awesome. You've been very generous. A couple things. I have, you know, one company doing very well, one other job I want to bring forward in the new year, but it isn't as developed. I got to revive it. It was going great.
What kind of work is it?
Derailed. Well, one is I'm running a management company. The second one is a professional speaker, and that's what I did previously. And then COVID came along, and I got derailed a little bit there, I got into running a property management company.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to get back to
speaking. I would say that, you know, we're talking about that with Mercury conjunct Saturn natally in your sixth house, that you're good at speaking about things. I would say that is definitely coming back, but not at the beginning of the year. You know, not till June or even September. Okay, but you're going to get there. And you're going to find that what you're learning now in these delays is part of what you need to do to step into the next level of your work. That as a speaker, you're watching what helps people through this time, which will give you more to say when the time comes again.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Good luck on that.
Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you very much. Thanks very, very
you're welcome.
Awesome.
Yeah. Good. It's fun.
And
off you go.
Okay. We have here one.
I guess in that case, the boss's boss would have been the people who hire him. Seventh house. Yeah.
Hello, error code 405. You're on the air. How can we help you?
Happy New Year, everybody. Can you all hear me clearly?
We can.
Yes, we can.
Oh. Okay, great. My name is Sylvia, 4461.
Yes. And we've spoken to you before. How are you doing? We only have a few minutes on the air, so how can we help you?
Oh. Career.
Well, we need the rest of the birth stuff.
Sorry.
Yeah. Four four six one,
5:51 a.m. Memphis, Tennessee.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Career. I started a new job, and I just want to. They have other departments that you can go in, so. I just want to just train and get more training, and that way I can be more marketable and value to the company as well. So, career.
And what kind of work is it?
It is customer service, doing contact tracing. Contact tracing is contacting the people that have been exposed to someone that tested positive for the COVID-19 virus.
Cool. We've got great opportunity when we get to March, because you're going to have a Sun-Venus conjunction right on your Vesta, which is an opportunity to train, to change positions. And so that's going to be, I think it's like the 21st of March. Yeah, Sun-Venus are right on your Vesta, March 22nd. So this is a great time to get that set up for you to transition into another position. That looks good. Very nice.
Mark, what do you see? Mark?
Hang on, I haven't quite got the chart.
Okay. It looks to me like you've, you know, there's still some emotional ups and downs as Pluto keeps talking to your Venus for a while longer, but you're coming into a much more comfortable space. You've finished your second Saturn return, which you're just talking about the last guy with, and there's that you're, you know, we know that it was really tough last year to make it through and to believe in yourself and to find work. And I think that this is, you know, you mentioned something about working in the health field before. And so there's something here about your ability to communicate to a lot of different kinds of people and be able to talk to different to use your ability to relate to all walks of life that's really useful and to make people feel safe in a scary time. So I think that, you know, there's a real social worker side to this job that of yours, and that's going to help you. You know, you like kind of diving in there, and you like an emergency, and you like being able to help people. And so, you know, keep working on all those skills that will help you use your wonderful personality here.
Yeah, you have to
hear the cat weighing in. My cat's weighing in on this, Sylvia. So he's saying
small animals.
I was wondering whose cat that was. Mark,
that's
you want to say something?
Yeah, you're very strong on empathy and dealing with the public and empathy, and especially in terms of career. So work on that. Work on communicating through what people are feeling and getting them to communicate in that way, too.
Yeah, you're definitely
being
noticed, so that's good. You know?
Right.
There's a recognition of how well you're doing. So that's a nice, that's a positive, you know. So.
And for a lot of people, there is a turning point that we've reached in the from December till now and will into the spring where we are changing our agenda. You know, just like we're changing presidents, we're changing what we've been struggling with. It doesn't mean it automatically disappears, but there's some new work coming in, new possibilities coming in. Kind of keep your eyes open for them. Don't ignore, it's like if you have a breakthrough, don't ignore the problems, but run with the breakthrough. Like listen to those new possibilities coming in. And we're going to say goodbye, Sylvie, because we've only got a minute left and we'll just do our summaries. Okay. Good luck.
Okay.
Thanks for calling.
And Mark, what would you like to say to everybody as we're heading out?
Take three breaths before you take any action.
I like that.
Just
deep breaths.
Yeah. Doesn't have to be 10. But yes, three significant breaths.
And
I would say look for where
mood.
You can... Where you can be kind.
Mm-hmm.
Look for where you can be kind. You know, that'll go a long way with these energies.
And I would say to watch the mood swings that we experience. You know, Venus is coming up to Pluto and Mars conjunct Uranus. And I've noticed if a mood starts to go, it can kind of like wobble way off. And to bring it back, take those three breaths, you know, calm down, take a look at the whole picture, not just let's say disaster sorting, and move forward. Good luck on that. This is Heather Rowan Robbins saying goodbye from Ronan, Montana. And
Ann Ortley
Mark.
From the Bright Red Desk on the east side of Manhattan.
And Mark Woltz over on the west side of Manhattan. Thanks for tuning in.
Wonderful. I hope everybody has
a
positive
Mars-Uranus conjunction.
Yes.
Yes, we all, and we wish you all a happy fresh start.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Okay.
Bye.
We'll talk to you next week, assuming the internet still exists. Bye.